For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12. Think about that the next time you're getting upset at a coworker, at a friend, at a family member, at a spouse. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. On a daily basis, I speak to brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the number one thing that you notice about brothers and sisters in the world, and even I myself who have gone through it too, is that there's always a period in time in our lives where we can become very easily offended, very sensitive to the things of this world. But I come to remind you not to take it personally. I come to remind you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Last week we spoke on how the devil in 2017 is causing so many brothers and sisters to grow weary. Today in this brief video, I just want you to remind you not to take it personally. You see, you're from a different kingdom. God has purchased you with a price, and you're in this world, but you're not of this world, so this world is going to hate you. The scripture tells us very clearly that if they hated him, you're not greater than your master. So in this world, you will have people that will attack you, that will slander you, that will humiliate you, that will betray you. Yet in the midst of all of this, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. You see, James 1:9, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath. I know it's very easy to take things personally and lash out verbally against your spouse, lash out verbally against your family member, lash out verbally against a friend, lash out verbally against a coworker, lash out verbally against a boss at work, gossiping and so forth. But Ecclesiastes 7:21 to 22 says, also take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise hast cursed others. Do not be easily offended. Psalm 119:165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I was speaking to a brother this past week who told me that he has anger issues. And he would say, I'm tired of people. People are so annoying. And this and that and the other. I had to sit him back for a while and just remind him, brother, if you're in the kingdom of God, you have to remember that the devil will use people to attack you. And he is in people's ear to rile them up against you. But remember that while they're coming at you with what the devil has put in their thoughts to come at you with, in your mind, as soon as they're talking to you, he's tempting you to go after them as well. It happens in every couple. The enemy starts in the woman's ear or in the man's ear. And when the man lashes out at the woman or the woman lashes out at the man, he's in the other person's ear controlling the argument, making you forget that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against witchcraft, folks. This is how our narcissist works, man. This is why sometimes you encounter narcissistic individuals in society, depraved individuals who feel absolutely no remorse for who they harm, how they harm you, or when they harm you. But do not take it personally. Some of these people are completely demonic and overtaken by Satan himself. This is why they can do the things that they do towards you. Even your own flesh and blood. But the Bible tells you that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. So if your parents have come against you, if your mother, if your sister, if your brother, if your whole family has turned against you, don't take it personally. It's the principalities behind them. It's the rulers of the darkness of the world behind them that are controlling them as puppets. Does this mean that you're going to now simply stand there for them to run you over every day? No, you have to use wisdom. But in the process of using wisdom, make sure you remember not to be easily offended. and to forgive, and to remember that you too at some point have fallen. And as Ecclesiastes 7:21 and 22 says, your own heart sometimes has cursed others, yet God has forgiven you. So while you're in this world and you're dealing with people who are simply toxic, and even some that call themselves Christians, toxic, they're Christians by name alone, don't be offended. This doesn't mean, like I said, that you're going to stand there and let them run you over every single time. No, you're going to use wisdom, and you're going to make sure that while you're not easily offended, you're avoiding some of these people. The Bible tells you to cut some people off sometimes. But just don't allow the wickedness of this world to make your love grow cold. How do you do that? By keeping things in perspective. You're not of this world. You're a peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. And if they hated him, they will hate you. And at the end of the day, Jesus Christ himself said, forgive them, they know not what they do. If he didn't take it personal and he's God, why are you taking it personal? So be not ye easily offended. May God bless you and your family. I apologize for the short video. I have a lot on my plate. As you guys know, I work full time, and sometimes you have a lot on your plate and it's hard for you to get things done in order. This was a very busy weekend for me, but I wanted to at least get a video out there to let you and remind you that Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ cares for you. And don't take it so personal. If the enemy is hating on you, that's because you're doing something good for God. Just keep on seeking the kingdom of God. Keep on seeking God. Don't stop seeking God. May God bless you and your family, and hope you're well.